to think that it is universally agreed that your car is a sacred space, a place where you can perform your best concerts, create car choreography, win imaginary arguments, and play out all sorts of outlandish and unrealistic scenarios in your mind, all while listening to that same playlist from 2012. Your car is supposed to be a comfortable place, but that doesn't necessarily make it a safe space. We all know the urban legends of serial killers hiding in the back seat, or La Llorona waiting on the side of the road for her next victim. We have all felt that fleeting sense of fear that makes us hesitant to look into our rearview mirror. Because sometimes it's better not to know who or what is following you down that dirt road. And welcome to episode 10 of The West London Witch, a podcast where we share stories about those moments where we find ourselves very much not alone. Today's story is brought to you by one of our listeners. When Veronica emailed me about a spooky road in her hometown, I knew I had to check it out. But little did I know that this story would have just as many twists and turns as the actual road itself. So buckle up, friends, because we are in for one hell of a wild ride. I'm Rebecca Strazina, and this is The West London Witch, Episode 10, Hicks Road.
I grew up in San Jose on the border of Los Gatos, and this story takes place on Hicks Road, which, if you think the expression, the man, the myth, the legend, this road is like the ghosts, the myth, the legends. It's a very old, windy road. It's about a 5-mile stretch. It's 82 turns, and it goes along the Almaden Quicksilver Mines. And when you get to the top, it actually has this really beautiful view of the Silicon Valley landscape. During the day, it is a beautiful road. People often will use it as just a Sunday stroll, or if you're not in a rush to get anywhere around town, you might just go along it. But at night, it just has this eeriness to it, and it wraps itself around Mount Anumanum, which I actually looked it up because I was curious. Anumanum is a native word that means the resting place of the hummingbird. Now, the hummingbirds might be resting, but this road most certainly is not.
There are endless myths and legends connected to the road. One quick Google search will send you plummeting down a rabbit hole of lore and folktales. But some stories keep popping up everywhere you look and are so deeply woven into the fabric that knits this 5-mile stretch of road together.
The biggest legend or weird thing about this road is there is a story that there is an albino colony that lives up there. So this road goes up, and at the very top, there is this dirt path road. And on that road, there's trailers that they almost look abandoned, but yet you can tell that they're occupied. You'll never see them during the day. And one thing is because they're trying to avoid sun exposure, being that they have fair skin. But also, the reason they live up there is rumored because they're free of judgment and mocking.
It's said that the group is only active at night and are not just unfriendly, but actually hostile to outsiders. Legend has it that the Klan even aggressively chases passing cars off the road, following them on foot, armed with weapons.
One of the more deeper legends of the albino colony is that they're actually a satanic cult and that they engage in satanic rituals. They will sacrifice animals and even humans at night. Some say that albinos are even cannibals and will eat their victims. There's an abandoned barn up there that during the day it looks very dilapidated to the point where it doesn't even look like it should have electricity working. However, every night if you drive up to this barn, it's lit up. And the legend says that it's lit up at night as a means to lure legend seekers to capture and eat.
Now, this is a really good time to talk about some of the misconceptions some people and cultures have over albinism. Albinism is an inherited genetic condition that affects the body's ability to produce melanin. That means that someone with albinism may have very little amounts of melanin or none at all. People with albinism are typically fair and usually with white hair. They have pale eyes and can have sensitive and poor eyesight. Because their bodies lack melanin, they have very light, sensitive skin with high risk of sunburn and skin cancer. Anyone can have albinism, no matter what your ethnic background is. However, there are parts of the world where people with albinism are severely discriminated against and persecuted. Some sub-Saharan African communities believe that children and adults with albinism are magical, and not in a good way. Some believe they are omens of bad luck, disease, or even evil and demonic. These superstitions have led some sub-Saharan albinistic people to be the victims of heinous hate crimes and even murder. Even in pop culture today, people with albinism are often portrayed as freaks, monsters, and antagonists. There is most certainly not a community of albinistic people living in the hills of Hicks Road. And even if there was, they would not be scary, cannibalistic devil worshippers. But these legends have been circulating since the 1970s with no record of their origin. I hope in years to come, with better education and understanding, this part of the story of Hicks Road fades away. There are, of course, deniers to the whole albinos hidden in the hills story. And they have a really good alternative theory. What's most likely is that there are some homeless people living in the hills who do not want to be disturbed by teens and paranormal investigators in the night. Are they running them off the road with automatic weapons? Probably not, but it makes for a really good story.
Another theory I came across about the albinos was that they aren't albinos at all, but rather it's ghosts that are being illuminated white because of the mercury that is in the area. Another thing about this road is that there's a screaming ghost. This ghost is believed to be a woman, and she stands in the middle of the road, and she's there to warn you of the dangers of this road. You can drive right through her, and I've seen pictures where there's orbs just in the middle of the road, right where she's said to be. Apparently, this is a phenomenon in Northern California. In different locations, there are ghosts that appear in white, and they are people who have passed tragically on those roads. They are often roaming, looking for loved ones who were in the car with them when they died, asking for a ride or warning of the dangers of the ride.
Everyone loves a good lady in white story. And what's interesting is every culture in the world seems to have some sort of permutation of this legend. For me, growing up in Southern California, we were brought up on a steady diet of, if you don't come home before the streetlights come on, La Llorona will take you to where she drowned her children. A creepy yet very effective method to enforce timekeeping. Everyone has heard different versions, but the story loosely states that a woman is seen walking up and down a lonely road at night, weeping and wailing, looking for a ride. She gets into the back seat, obviously distressed. But When you look into the rearview mirror to ask her directions to her home, she's vanished. Whether she's a scorned lover, a betrayed wife, a murderous mother, or just a lost soul on the highway, the phenomenon of the lady in white has been recorded all over the globe. And Hicks Road is no different. In addition to the lady in white stories, there are even more spooky myths and tall tales that stretch across this 8-mile road.
And this one's probably definitely more of a legend, but as a kid, you hear about it and you're just like, that's absolutely terrifying. And it just makes going on that road scary. There's this huge slab of rock that's on the hillside, and it looks exactly like a door. And the rumor is that if you knock on it 3 times, the devil himself will answer the door. I most certainly have never tried or been brave enough to go with anybody that has. There's an abandoned school on one of the side roads of Hicks Road that has a barn building on it. And in the trees, there's nooses hanging. And there's also spots on the ground in the grass where it just, the grass doesn't grow over, as if there's graves there.
Still to this day?
Yes.
Why haven't they taken the nooses down? That's absolutely horrible.
I don't know. And like, did they murder the children? Like, why are there nooses in the tree? I don't know, but they're there. And that's just one of those things that makes this road like creepy and like, do I go up there? There's a power line that has dozens and dozens of shoes hanging from it. It's a common indicator as a place of where drugs are sold. However, it's also rumored that the shoes belong to the victim of the albino colony.
And the creeps just keep on coming. There is also an abandoned insane asylum off of one of the little side roads of Hicks Road called Cinnabar Hills Asylum. Although it is now closed, there's very little information as to why the site was shut and what exactly happened within its walls while it was still open. Cinnabar is actually a mercury sulfide mineral that was being mined from the hills of Hicks Road. It is believed that old miners who were exposed to the mercury and suffered mental degradation were locked away in old mine shafts to suffer in their insanity alone. Although there are a lot of fantastical tales about the road, there have actually been many real-life horrors that have occurred there. There are reports of several murders and suicides and lots of traffic accidents.
So another thing to add that's about the road is it's kind of a high school age hangout. So high school kids will go up there to drink. And so they're going up there with all these legends and rumors in their heads and trying to, you know, go investigate, and then they're drinking. And there's been a lot of accidents on that road, unfortunately. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was, you know, ghosts of said teenagers.
However, there is one very positive thing to say about curious teens. They are really good at keeping legends alive. And when you have teens with cars and a spooky road calling their name, you're bound to get some good scary stories in homeroom. Even Veronica was brave enough to journey into the hills of Hicks Road at night.
My story on the road takes place approximately 2006, 2007. A friend and I were going out somewhere in Los Gatos, and I decided to tell her that it was a detour. However, that is not the truth whatsoever. I just thought with all the lures of the road, it would be fun to take her up there. She grew up in the neighboring city of Santa Clara, so she had no idea about the haunts and legends of the road. It was approximately 9 or 10 o'clock at night when we ventured up the road. I was telling her all about the road's haunts. We were in my car, which was a 1980s model, so obviously it only had a cassette player.
So Veronica had purchased one of the adapters that runs from the tape deck and plugs into your Walkman CD player. You remember the ones.
So just as we passed Los Gatos Christian Church, which is now Venture, my stereo started to completely freak out. The CD sounded as though it was skipping. It was just repeating a small section of the song over and over and over and over. I listened to that CD the day before and it had played completely through. I hadn't even taken the CD out of the player. So this CD is not scratched. 90s kid can remember having one of those portable CD players and trying to jam it in your pocket and, you know, it starts skipping. So we're thinking, okay, like maybe it's tilted a little bit, maybe the road's shaking it. So my friend picks up the CD player and she's holding it steady. So there's legitimately no reason this music should be skipping, but it's just the same 2-3 seconds of the song over and over and over. So we ruled out that the CD was skipping. So then we tried to change the track on the CD, but it wouldn't take. You could press forward, you could press backward, it didn't matter. It was just playing that one section of the song. It would not go off this song. So at that point, we tried to turn the radio completely off, but it wouldn't even turn off. So our last ditch effort was like, okay, let's turn the music down. So I turned the knob all the way down. It doesn't go quiet. The music just starts completely blaring. This music is so loud. And we'd already had tried to turn it off. It's so loud that we're rolling down the windows because we're just trying to let some of this sound escape. And it's not like my windows are saving us from any ghosts. There's already clearly something in my car. So we get to the very top of this hill where the stop sign is. And as we're approaching, there's this white form just starting to appear in the middle of the road. And my friend says, "What's that?" And I said, "I don't know, but I'm not stopping." I'm fairly certain it was the lady in white that warns of the dangers of the road, but I'm like, "Listen, ghost lady, I already know somebody's in my car." Once we pass the screaming ghost, we're just trying to turn that player off again. So we're pressing off, pressing off, pressing off. We're holding it down almost like you're trying to do a manufacturer restart at this point. We finally get it to turn off, but it just turns itself back on. So at this point, we're just rolling with it. We're just having blaring music, skipping same several seconds of the song. Finally, we get to the top of this 5-mile hill. As soon as we pull off the road, I just have 4 wheels just barely off Hicks Road. Suddenly the music is really quiet. Because remember, I turned that knob all the way down and it's very faint, but you could still tell that the music's no longer skipping. So I go to the dial, I turn it up, and sure enough, one, it responds to the fact that I did something to the stereo, but two, the song's not skipping anymore. So we're trying everything that didn't work before. So we try to go back a song, it goes back. We go forward a song, it goes. We could get the radio on, everything. Like, my car never did this before, it never did it again, and that CD never skipped ever again.
It had been years since this experience. And since Veronica had moved away from San Jose and California altogether, she didn't think about Hicks Road much. So when she decided to share her story, she wanted to touch base with her best friend, who she knew had also had experiences on Hicks Road.
One time she was on Shannon Road, which meets on Hicks at a stop sign. She was driving with her mom in 2000, and she saw an old lady walking on the side of the road. Her mom wanted to pull over and ask if she needed help, but my friend said no because she could tell that something was off. Her mom knew it was a ghost. She just wanted to make sure that she could see her too. And this ghost is known to wander Shannon Road. Apparently, when you do pull over and offer her a ride, she'll say yes. But when she goes to get into your car, she just disappears.
Another time, the friend was driving with her family up Hicks Road when they all saw a Native American man walking up the side of the road. They pulled over to watch him pass by. But once the car had come to a halt, he was nowhere to be seen, and they could not see him anywhere on the road.
Her final story that she shared with me is her most recent story of an encounter on Hicks Road, and it is the most terrifying. Last year, she was exploring with her kids at the Quicksilver County Park, where they have the old mining equipment on display. As soon as they cross over the thresholds for the parking lot to walk out there, she could feel her and her kids being watched. It felt like a woman was watching her from the bushes.
The woman was wearing a long prairie-style dress. Her dark hair fell limply over her shoulders, and she kept her foreboding eyes fixated on the small children.
They hung out for a little bit, but it just was feeling so heavy and dark, and she was alone with her kids. They go back over the threshold spot, and her youngest son was pushed down. He didn't trip. His body was pushed.
The mom was terrified. She quickly gathered her children and herded them back into the car. The children were shocked to see their mother in such panic. And as she screamed at them to buckle up, they cried out questions about what was going on. Veronica's friend was too scared to look into the rearview mirror. She could feel this prairie woman's eyes on her. But it didn't get better as she pulled out of the parking lot and onto Hicks Road. The darkness and the heaviness connected to the woman felt as though it was connected to her, pulling at her soul and filling her with sadness and with dread.
It made her feel like she had to cry. As soon as she made it out of town, the entire feeling was gone. But at this point, she was just completely freaked out. She walked around her house saying prayers that are supposed to repel demons because it made her question if she came home.
Veronica's friend paced up and down the house praying that whoever or whatever the prairie woman was, that she had not hitched a ride permanently into their family's lives.
She didn't think at that point that the prairie woman was still with her because the feeling had fully vanished when she'd gotten to town, but it had been years since she had felt that sort of overwhelming spirit.
This experience was so upsetting that to this day, she won't drive on Hicks Road alone. She's terrified that the prairie woman will attach herself to the family, and this won't be a spirit that she can just drive away from. Whether you believe that the legends connected to Hicks Road are just legends, or that there is something supernatural roaming the road, it is undeniable that this spooky stretch has quite an atmosphere connected to it. I think one of the reasons why we love a good old haunted road is because we do feel like our cars are our safe space. And there is something very disturbing about being alone on a dark night, driving down an old mountain road, and sensing something watching you from the darkness, waiting for you, plotting the perfect excuse to make you pull your car over onto the side of the road. It's probably just a coincidence that you got a flat tire. But maybe it's all a part of a more sinister plan. Do you have a spooky story you'd like to share? I'd love to hear it. Drop me an email at thewestlondonwitch@gmail.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at The West London Witch. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. And come and follow us for additional content on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. The West London Witch is created by me, Rebecca Strazina. Our sound designer and production magician is the incredible Danny Cross. Our theme music was bespokely written and performed by the wickedly talented Kyle Hall. Our cover art is the beautiful collaboration between Lizzie Wilson and Jake Bowser. Special thanks to Miss Sinead Bowers, our quality control and biggest cheerleader. And thank you to you, all of our listeners all over the world. These are your stories. Thank you for sharing them.